This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
Benny, Bjorn, Agnetha, and Frida have returned.
You're talking about God here, aren't you?
I have.
They are the gods of Olympus, yeah.
With the help of a cryogenic freezer and some cosmetic surgery to transport us back to the 70s with a show full of humour, great music, costumes, Swedish accents and fun-filled dance floors. St Kilda's iconic Memo musical is continuing its very successful run of the 100% live stream concert, supporting Australian musicians financially and delighting music lovers of all genres. This week, there's an ultimate ABBA pajama party presented by BABBA. That's this Saturday. On the line, we have Baby Benny, otherwise known as Michael Invachsen. How are you, Michael?
That's great. What a nice long intro. Benny. Okay.
Baby Benny. Look, I was exhausted listening to it. Look,
sorry about that.
Michael, you must be so excited because eventually the fans around the country are going to get to see you guys perform live again. Sadly, after so many shows have been cancelled, what can we expect with the pajama party this Saturday night?
You're right. We are looking forward to it. It's been a long time since we last did a gig, and it may be a long time after this still till the next one. But we're really looking forward to it. But basically, people can expect a really good visual recording because it's being filmed by Renegade, who do Rock Wiz, and they do Countdown, and there's a professional film crew, five cameras, and a nice. Great sound setup. So basically, you know, usual live stream kind of level of put your iPhone in the corner and play that we've been seeing through lockdown. Obviously, there's been some really good ones from, you know, MSO and all sorts of things. But you know, this is a step up from your average live stream. So it should come across really well. We're going to be doing a one-hour set. We're going to be doing, obviously, all the hits and a few more and having a great time in our 1977 white and gold ABBA costumes.
Oh, it never gets old, that costume, does it? Does it? Do you guys have to, do you have eight of them in case you wash it each week
or
it gets dirty?
Or a nappy sand challenge.
Yeah, the nappy sand comes in handy. But these ones actually new. These ones are quite new for us. They wore about three different costumes on the 77 tour. This is the very last costume that they wore for Dancing Queen, with a long back and shorter front kind of thing. They're awesome. They flow really nicely in Dancing Queen.
Who doesn't love a mullet dress? A mullet dress is all the rage, you know.
Yeah, party at the front.
Perfect, yeah.
Look, I've actually got a confession. I am a huge ABBA lover, and I've seen the signs growing up and the BABBA, because you guys have been around for 26 years. So for me, that is growing up. I've seen them over the years, but I've never actually gone to book in because I don't really know what to expect. I've seen some tribute bands before, but I've got Tom in here who says he bought his gold jacket.
I bought an outfit especially to see BABBA. I'm going back like 10, 12, 15 years ago.
And loved every minute of it. So what do you expect at a BABBA concert?
Oh, well, you know, we try to do our best to do ABBA really well. We've spent plenty of time over the years, you know, researching and practicing to get the sound perfect with all the harmonies correct, all the parts right, and then we hopefully look the part, and then basically we add to, I think, what people remember is the studio recordings. We try and capture that, but we also add really incredible live energy that's just BABBA's own thing, you know. And we have a good time. We have lots of humour, and one of the things you should note about this show is a bit different, is that people can actually, there's two points in the show that we're stopping to answer questions that people have typed in to the stream. Yeah, and we'll be answering a few questions.
What is an hour going to be enough?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We might have to, hopefully, there are too many questions, we can't get to them all, but we're doing also an interview afterwards with someone, so that should be fun.
And what's the question you'd get asked the most? Can you spell IKEA? You know, how many Swedish meatballs can you put in your mouth without swallowing?
What does the B mean?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. What does the B in Baba mean?
B-side Baba.
Does it have a meaning?
It could mean be afraid, be bloody afraid. Or it could mean we're trying to be Abba.
Oh, B Abba.
Oh,
that's a great one.
Look at that.
I said it was B-side Abba. That's what I introduced you before. I said Baba, it stands for B-side Abba. Yeah.
I checked out your Baba website and I saw the real life Benny Anderson standing with you all in the photo. You play Benny. How was it like to meet him?
Oh, spontaneous combustion. It was really mind-blowing, actually, because it wasn't that long ago, just in December. We went to Hong Kong and we played for the race course, the Hong Kong races, and it was a Swedish night, and he was there to present the Swedish Cup to the winner, and we weren't sure if we were going to meet him. We were pretty sure that he was, we're going to get a chance to meet him, but he heard us playing and he walked all the way around the racetrack. And then he stood there and watched the thing winner takes it all, and he was big smile on his face. And then he came up straight afterwards on the stage and kissed the girls and gave us hugs and handshakes.
Well, the fact that you said you did winner takes it all, did you follow him into the bathroom after and get yourself an ABBA, a real life ABBA?
We're talking Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, where Guy Pearce walks around with the little scat in the bowl. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I secretly grab one of the hairs off the back of his jacket
I think having Benny come up and talk to you guys, to me, it'd be like being in Vatican Square and having the Pope walk up and say hello. I'd be generous. I'd be on my knees and, you know.
I was. You can see me almost in the video of it on the internet. You can see I almost curtsied to him when he came
over. I love it.
So sweet. I love that. Look, you can get a ticket. It's only $12 and the money is split between the performers, Memo Hall, Renegade Films. Look, it's a lot of talent, and this is helping our industry out when they are in need.
Do we have to be dressed up? Is it in pyjamas or is it in our platforms?
No, it's obviously up to you what you're comfortable at home, but if you want to chuck your onesie or your pyjamas on, and then most important part is that you pump it up and
get the, the bubbles happening.
Yeah.
Look,
reliving
the ABBA experience for dancing queens of all ages is a great excuse to emerge from hibernation by inviting your besties over in your PJs, of course. Grab a bottle or two of bubbly and get ready to get Baba to take you on a spellbinding journey of all their hits. Look, the ultimate pyjama party this Saturday, 6th of June. The digital doors open at 7, but the show is 7:30 to 8:30, and tickets are at www.memomusichall.com.au. It's going to be fabulous.
Thank you, Michael. I'm so excited. I will be there. I'll be listening to
it. Oh.
I think we better play a bit of ABBA. Of course, it's my favourite. It's Dancing Queen. Thank you.
Thanks, baby Benny.
Don't worry.
See you.
wrap up your Thursdays with Tom and Jess on Joy Drive. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.